Well, a deadly shooting at Great Lakes Crossing on Saturday left one person dead, a 20-year-old man, and a 19-year-old woman injured in that altercation, stemming from some incident in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah.
Of the food court. Mm-hmm. The shooter was a CPL holder, but what exactly are the details around this? Because it sounds like the altercation may have started from the guy who was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And was this self-defense? Was what exactly happened at Great Lakes Crossing? Let's talk about it with the Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. Sheriff, good morning. It's good to have you back here. Another tragic incident. What can you tell us this morning?
Yeah, but I guess kind of taking it back up to 20,000 foot, because this is still obviously under investigation in terms of all the details and how it played out. And Auburn Hills police are doing a great job and they're the lead on this. But it raises the point of what do, you know, when you're at an event, whether it's a mall or whether it's fireworks or fairs. I mean, we've seen this play out time and time again where there's a shooting that's related to an interpersonal conflict. And usually there's an ignition and it's a kind of a slow roll. And the best suggestion I have is, you know, a lot of people just kind of stand around, and worse, some people even start, you know, when they find themselves in a potentially dangerous situation, instead of taking action, they start filming with their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage people, if they see something start to develop, those are the situations, as I said, where we've seen numerous shootings across the country, not just here in Oakland County, but we've seen, you know, them in this area too, with fireworks in Detroit, State Fair in Novi, you know, where conflict that's pre-existing comes to a venue that has nothing to do with that venue. And it starts as a disagreement and then a fight and then it escalates and somebody pulls a gun.
Sheriff,
that's kind of the warning sign when, okay, I need to find myself.
Yeah.
One of the best defenses is space.
There's a Deputy Chief Scott McGraw. He said, fists don't equal bullets. Do you think we've reached a point where, you know, just too many people are willing to escalate everyday conflicts to shootings and deadly violence?
100%. Yeah. We just don't have a society anymore that seems to understand how to de-escalate and how to peacefully resolve conflict. That, you know, we've seen, again, the excuses in different situations. He disrespected me, or he said something, or he looked at me, or he, whatever it is, it doesn't rise to the level of physical violence and even deadly violence. And that's what we're seeing, where it just literally a disagreement over nothing gets into physical violence. And then someone oftentimes who's on the losing end of that fist fight then pulls a deadly weapon.
The one benefit you talk about, you know, people who end up just pulling out their phones and filming this, the one benefit is then there is more evidence. It does put people probably in danger because they're not fleeing the situation. But at the same time, how do then investigators look at that evidence?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a third party kind of independent, almost a body cam, which obviously is helpful for an independent observation of how things played out. But, you know, in different venues like this, whether it's malls or other things, there's more than likely cameras already there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say, you know, it's your civic duty to stay put when there potentially is going to be violence.
Right.
Report it. Absolutely. Use that phone to call the police. Say, hey, something's breaking out here. And I removed myself because I didn't want to find myself in the middle of it. We've seen that actually shootings where people are taking out their phones instead of trying to remove themselves. At airports, I saw people literally on film with their phone out trying to film something where people are shooting. I mean, it's not a video game. There's no respawning. If you're in that situation and you get hit by stray rounds, and that's where we've seen a lot of innocent people at these kinds of conflicts, where they're in close proximity, they get hit and sometimes killed. just being in close proximity.
Sheriff, you know, there were two deadly shootings. I mean, within 8 days, you know, it was the Fairlane shooting and then Great Lakes Crossing. When people hear about, you know, these two deadly mall shootings in such a short period, a lot of people wonder whether they're safe taking their family shopping. What's your message to those listeners today?
Well, I would say that it can happen anywhere, but statistically, the possibility is low. That doesn't diminish the fear or diminish the impact when it does happen, but it does raise the concern. And my answer to them is, don't live in fear, live prepared. So live situationally aware. See something like this start to develop. Give yourself some distance. Time and distance are one of the best safety measures you can do. Know where your exits are. Know what you'll do in that situation. Know where your family is. Have a plan when you're going out. Where, if you're here and something happens, where do you meet up? It could be something like this, or it could be, hey, somehow you just got separated and maybe your cell phone's not working in whatever the venue is. If that happens, where do we meet? We meet by, you know, the flagpole, or we meet by, you know,
right,
whatever it is. Have a plan for any scenario, any situation.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, an active situation like this. It could be a tornado,
right,
or a fire. So, like when you go in a theater, you know the door you came in, but there's always a door,
right,
at the front of the theater. Which side, that makes a difference,
yeah,
if an emergency happens.
Having that plan, always important. Sheriff Mike Bouchard, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. More next.